Celebrate crocuses pushing through the dry grass, geese honking overhead, fresh pussy willows, trickling streams and Earth Day. Every year, on April 22, we are reminded to invest in our planet and protect the space we live in by marking Earth Day. Here are some ideas to get you started. Garage sale or thrift store. You can recycle some of your unwanted items to others who may find them helpful. One person's junk is another person's treasure. Community cleanup. Remove garbage from nature sites like public parks or walking trails to improve their appearance and deal with unwanted litter and debris. This will benefit humans and wildlife. When possible, reduce plastic use by switching to glass or stainless steel. This includes items such as water bottles and food storage and serving containers. Getting outside. Fresh air and exercise will increase your appreciation of the environment and inspire you to do more to protect it. Plant a garden in the yard or in a container and experience reaping what you sow. There is nothing like popping a fresh pod and eating the peas inside. Or picking a sweet red strawberry or homegrown tomato. This experience and taste are worth the effort. Plant a tree, my personal favorite. Living on the prairies, this activity can provide a treasure in the future. The benefits of planting outweigh the effort it takes to grow a tree. One large tree can provide a day's oxygen for up to 4 people. Studies show that hospital patients with window views of trees and greenery have positive psychological benefits that aid healing. Trees can act as an insulator from noise, windblock, and shade. Each healthy tree can reduce airborne dust particles. A healthy tree is a freestanding air conditioner and purifier. You need about 500 full-sized trees to absorb the carbon dioxide produced by a typical car driven 20,000 kilometers per year. One large tree can lift as much as 450 liters of water out of the ground and discharge it into the air in one day, according to Tree Canada. For more information, visit www.treecanada.ca and www.earthday.ca. Be an informed consumer. Recently, my son had a sunburn on his face. Trying to manage his ailment, he went to a drugstore and bought an after-sun cream. Minutes after applying the cream, he called me and asked, "Is this cream supposed to hurt more than the burn?" It was so bad he ran to the sink and rinsed it all off. The lesson is, for skincare always read the labels and avoid the following: sulfates, which will irritate, silicones, parabens, preservatives, and perfumes, fragrances, synthetic ingredients that may add toxins to your system. I recommend a pure aloe vera cream without alcohol to soothe summer skin, or best of all, taking gel from a real aloe plant. It is our job to protect our waters. Scientists estimate that 3,500 to 5,500 tons of sunscreen slithers off human skin and into oceans and lakes each year, harming coral reefs and all underwater and shoreline life. We should opt for a physical sunblock, such as zinc oxide or titanium oxide, rather than a chemical sunblock such as oxybenzone. When our family visited Maui, our resort had banned all chemical sunscreens and actually had employees patrolling and confiscating banned products along the shore. The coral in the area had already started dying because of polluted waters. It was eye-opening for many vacationers. Celebrate with fresh food. As we get into warmer weather, there are more things to do. There are sports activities, yard work, and our food craving shift to lighter options. It is good to have ingredients on hand to pull menus together with ease, like a variety of greens and vegetables and some protein options such as beef or chicken that can be prepared quickly. Spinach and berry salad. Each year, I pull this recipe out because it seems to be a springtime statement dish. We often add cooked chicken pieces to the mix or serve it on the side to make the meal complete. 8 circa washed and dried spinach leaves 2 lb. 1 can mandarin oranges, in juice. Dressing. 1/2 circa oil, olive or avocado are my picks, 125 milliliters. 1/4 circa vinegar, 60 milliliters. 1 tablespoon sesame seeds 15 milliliters 1 tablespoon poppy seeds 15 milliliters 2 tablespoons sugar 30 milliliters 2 tablespoons honey 30 milliliters 1 quarter circa mandarin orange juice 60 milliliters Put the above ingredients in a blender until mixed thoroughly. In a large salad bowl, mix spinach with strawberries and mandarin oranges. Drizzle with dressing, toss and serve. Makes 4 servings. Catalina Taco Salad 1 lb. Extra lean ground beef. You could also use ground turkey, 0.454 kg. 6 tablespoons Catalina dressing 90 ml. 2 tablespoons chili powder 30 ml. 8 circa romaine lettuce, washed, dried and torn 2 l. 1 circa broken tortilla chips 250 ml. 1 circa shredded Tex-Mex cheese or cheese of your choice 250 ml. 1 half circa red onion, sliced or chopped 125 ml. Tomato. I like Roma variety, chopped. 1 avocado, chopped. In a large skillet, brown the meat and drain. Stir in 2 tablespoons, 30 milliliters dressing and the chili powder. Cook for an additional 2 minutes, stirring often. Remove from the heat and set aside. In a large serving bowl or platter, place the prepared lettuce. Top with the chips, meat, cheese, onions, tomatoes and avocado. Drizzle with remaining dressing and serve. Makes 4 servings. Source. KraftCanada.ca. Note. The meat may be served warm or cool. Some like to have some ranch dressing on hand to complement the Catalina dressing. It's odd, but delicious. Grilled Caesar Salad. 1 head romaine lettuce, rinsed, cut lengthwise in half. 1 half circa Caesar dressing 125 milliliters. 1 half circa croutons 125 milliliters. 1 half circa shredded or grated Parmesan cheese 125 milliliters. Heat grill to medium-high heat. Place lettuce, cut sides down, on grill grate. Grill 3 to 4 minutes or until lightly grill marked on both sides, turning after 2 minutes. Cut lettuce pieces in half. Place on platter. Drizzle with dressing. Top with croutons and cheese. Serve with grilled meat or other protein sources, if desired. Add to the fun and use your fingers to eat, which also means no dishes. Mealtime wraps. Start with a soft tortilla. Spread mayonnaise on the top center of the tortilla circle. Lay greens of your choice, such as romaine lettuce, over the mayo, then top with cooked meat, such as beef or chicken. Add any prepared vegetables such as finely chopped onion and top with shredded cheese. Season with salt, pepper, a dash of seasoning salt or maybe a few drops of hot sauce. Wrap up and enjoy. Homemade pizza. Yield, 2 12-inch pizzas. 1 and a third circa warm water 320 milliliters. 2 and a quarter teaspoons. Instant yeast, 1 standard packet, 11 milliliters. 1 tablespoon. Sugar 15 milliliters 2 tablespoons olive oil, plus more for pan and brushing on dough 30 milliliters 1 teaspoon. Salt 5 milliliters 3 and a half circa all-purpose flour, spooned and leveled, 875 ml sprinkle of cornmeal for dusting the pan whisk the warm water, yeast and granulated sugar together in the bowl of your stand mixer fitted with a dough hook or paddle attachment. Cover and allow to rest for 5 minutes. You can also use a large bowl and a wooden or rubber spoon to mix. After 5 minutes, add the olive oil, salt and flour. Beat on low speed for 2 minutes. Turn the dough out onto a lightly floured surface. With lightly floured hands, knead the dough for 5 minutes. The dough is ready if it bounces back when you poke it. Lightly grease a large bowl with oil or non-stick spray. Place the dough in the bowl, turning it to coat all sides in the oil. Cover the bowl with a clean kitchen towel. Allow the dough to rise at room temperature for 60 to 90 minutes or until it doubles. Preheat oven to 450°F, 230°C. Allow it to heat for at least 15 to 20 minutes as you shape the pizza. Lightly grease baking sheet or pizza pan with non-stick spray or olive oil. Sprinkle lightly with cornmeal, which gives the crust extra crunch and flavor. Now punch down the dough to release air bubbles and divide in half. If not making two pizzas, freeze half of the dough for another time. On a lightly floured work surface using lightly floured hands or rolling pin, gently flatten the dough into a disc. Place on prepared pan and, using lightly floured hands, stretch and flatten the disc into a 12-inch circle, about 1/2 inch thick. Then lift the edge of the dough to create a lip. I simply pinch the edges up to create the rim. Cover dough lightly with a clean kitchen towel while you prepare your pizza toppings. I suggest pepperoni, mushrooms, peppers, pineapple, cheese, spinach, fresh parsley or whatever your favorite toppings are. Be creative. Uncover the prepared dough and, using your fingers, push dents into the surface of the dough to prevent bubbling. To prevent the filling from making your pizza crust soggy, brush the top lightly with olive oil. Top with your favorite toppings and bake for 13 to 15 minutes or until the crust is golden brown. Slice and serve. Source: Sally'sBakingAddiction.com. Chicken melts 4 bagels or English muffins, split in half 1/2 circa mayonnaise or ranch dressing 125 milliliters 2 circa cooked and cubed chicken 500 ml 1/2 medium tomato, diced fine 2 circa shredded mozzarella cheese 500 ml 1/2 circa bacon bits 125 milliliters 1 chopped green onion, optional spread a thin layer of dressing on the bagel or muffin halves. Sprinkle with chicken, followed by tomato, cheese, bacon bits and onions if desired. Broil on a baking sheet for 3 to 4 minutes or until cheese is melted. Makes 4 servings. Cheeseburger roll 1 lb. Ground beef 450 grams 4 slices finely chopped bacon 1 small onion, finely chopped 2/3 circa shredded cheese of your choice 150 milliliters 1 pkg. Refrigerated crescent roll packs 235g. Preheat the oven to 400F, 200C, in a skillet, brown the meat and onion, drain extra liquid and stir in the cheese whiz until thoroughly combined. Set aside. On a baking sheet, roll out the dough into about a 14 by 7 inch rectangle. Spread the meat mixture onto the dough. Roll up the dough gently with your hands. Hold firmly and seal any perforations. Place seam side down on a baking pan and bake for 20 minutes or until lightly browned. Slice into pieces and enjoy. Serves 4. Source: CraftCanada.com. Jody Mirosavsky is a home economist from Rosetown, Sask, and a member of Team Resources. Contact team@producer.com.